Today is the fifth day of several hundred Cambridge students protesting an increase in tuition fees and cuts to the public welfare state by occupying the administrative headquarters of the university. Currently, the university has gained a possession order against us, which means that they can come and forcibly evict us. So right now, we're trying to convince them to enter into the negotiations rather than resorting to force right away. So over the past few days, we had an excellent series of talks and workshops and trainings, and hundreds of students came in order to learn about education and economics and politics and about campaigning against fees and cuts.
So did police actually already enter the university premises?
The police aren't currently here right now, but the university are considering they have a right now to deploy the police against us.
Are you connected in some way with the student protests networks around the country?
Yes, we are. There's been a wave of occupations and student protests over the past several weeks and months, because clearly we're seeing the destruction of our education system, and that's just completely wrong and damaging and dangerous. So thousands, hundreds of thousands of students have been protesting over the past few months in order to really try to grind this government to a halt. Well, we've made a series of demands to Cambridge University, which is that they speak out against fees and cuts and fight against it, that they declare that they'll never privatize, and they support various initiatives which help access to university across the country. In terms of the government, they need to get their priorities right. Currently, they're making the public and students and future generations shoulder the burden of a crisis that they didn't cause. And that's just entirely wrong. You can get money from other places. The money is there, whether it's through taxing the highest brackets in society, making sure that corporations don't avoid tax, or not wasting lots of money on military initiatives which serve no purpose.